Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Mod Katan Daf Ches. The first parak Mashkin Beis Shlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored in the memory of Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohen and his son Habachi Yosef Yitzchak Isaac ben Rav Menachem Mendel Cohen. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Rav Meir also said, Malakat Adam Atzmos Avi V'Imo V'Nei Shasim Chihilo. A person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral plot on Chol Mo because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, it's a source of mourning for him and therefore it is prohibited. The more challenges were made from a brisa that taught, HaMalakat Atzmos Avi V'Imo Harzim Is Abo Alehem Koyom. One who gathers the bones of his father and mother is chayv to mourn for them the entire day. But in the evening he's not required to mourn for them. So how can Rabbi Meir permit this on Chol HaMoed? Abaya answered, say that Rabbi Meir means that the simcha of the regal is upon him. Rashi explains that since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. Pointing me to the next Mishnah states, in Chofin Kuchin Ukvaros Bamod, we may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Chol HaMoed. Ava Machankin as a Kuchin Bamod. But we may adjust burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara asks what kuchin and kvaros are, and Rabbi Yehuda said, kuchin bechafir, kvaros bevinyan. The alcoves are made by digging into the walls of the crypt, and tombs are made by building a structure above the ground. The Gemara asks what is meant by ava mechantkin as a kuchin bemoed. But we may adjust the burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed. And Rav Yehuda said, shimeya aruch mekatsur, that if the alcove was too long, one may shorten it, which is done by adding some stone. It was taught in a braisa, marich bo umarchiv, one may lengthen it or widen it. This is permitted, even though it requires more effort. And pointing me to the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'mod lo besulos v'lo almanos v'lo miyabmin. We may not marry women on Chol HaMoed, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum mipnei shesimcha hilo, because doing one of these things is a simcha to him. Avo machzer hu es kushoso. But he may remarry his divorced wife on Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains that the simcha is not as great in this case. The Gemara asks what the problem is for someone having simcha on a chag, and the Gemara brings four answers. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Levi she'en ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because we do not mix one simcha with another. Rashi explains that one should be completely engaged in the simcha of the chag alone. Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, because the chasm will leave aside the simcha of the chag and be involved in the simcha of his wife. Rav Daniel Bar Katina said the source for this is, v'samachta b'chagecha. And you shall rejoice in your chag, and not in your wife. Ua said, mifnei hatoreach, because it would involve a lot of tircha for the chasim. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, mifnei bitul piririvya, because it would result in not fulfilling the mitzvah of piru arvu. Rashi explains that people would not get married during the year, and they would wait for the chag, so they could make one suit for both, the wedding and the chag. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Rimer also said, Malakat Adam Atzmos Avi Ve'imo Pnei Shasim Chihilo. A person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral plot on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, Evil Hilo. It's a source of mourning for him and therefore it is prohibited. The more challenges were made from a brisa that taught, HaMalakat Atzmos Avi Ve'imo Harzim Is Abolem Kol Hayom. One who gathers the bones of his father and mother is chayv to mourn for them the entire day. But in the evening, he's not required to mourn for them. So how can Rabbi Meir permit this on Chol HaMoed? Abaya answered, say that Rabbi Meir means that the simcha of the regal is upon him. Rashi explains that since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ein chofin kuchin ukvaros b'moed. We may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Chol HaMoed. Av machankin es kuchin b'moed. But we may adjust burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara asks what kuchin and kvaros are. And Rav Yehuda said, kuchin b'chafir ukvaros b'vinyan. The alcoves are made by digging into the walls of the crypt, and tombs are made by building a structure above the ground. The Gemara asks what is meant by Ava Machantchin as a Kuchim b'moed, but we may adjust the burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed. And Rav Yehuda said, She'ima haya aruch mekatsur, that if the alcove was too long, one may shorten it, which is done by adding some stone. It was taught in a braisa, marich bo umarchi. One may lengthen it or widen it. This is permitted, even though it requires more effort. And pointing between the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'moed, lo besulos v'lo almanos v'lo miyabmin. We may not marry women of Chol HaMoed, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum, mipnei shesimcha hilo. Because doing one of these is a simcha to him. Aval machzer hu es kushoso, but he may remarry his divorced wife on Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains that the simcha is not as great in this case. The Gemara asks what the problem is for someone having simcha on a chag, and the Gemara brings four answers. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Levi she'en ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, because we do not mix one simcha with another. Rashi explains that one should be completely engaged in the simcha of the chag alone. Rabbi Baruch Huna said, Mifnei Shemeniach Simchas Aredo, Ba'osik B'Simchas Isha, because the Chassan will leave aside the Simcha of the Chag and be involved in the Simcha of his wife. Rav Daniel Bar Katina said the source for this is, V'Samachta B'Chagecha, B'Chagecha Bo B'Ishtacha, and you shall rejoice in your Chag, and not in your wife. Ua said, Mifnei Atorech, because it would involve a lot of Tircha for the Chassan. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, Mifnei Bitol Peririvya, because it would result in not fulfilling the mitzvah of Peru or Revu. Rush explains that people would not get married during the year and wait for the Chag instead, so they can make one suitor for both, the wedding and the Chag. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ches, and our standard Siman is Challah. Challah. So here goes. The Challah Moed Challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free Challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since it had so much extra Challah from the Chassan's canceled order, who just found out he couldn't get married on Challah Moed. Once again, in slow motion. The Challah Moed Challah delivery truck, Challah, that must be learned of Ches. The Challah Moed Challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free Challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states where Mer said that a person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral pond in Challah Moed because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, Evel Hilo, it's a source of mourning for him and therefore it's prohibited. Even though a person should mourn the entire day when he reinterns the bones, Abai explains that Rabbi Meir means that the simcha of the regal is upon him. Since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. So the Challah Moed Challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein chofin kuchin ukvaros b'mod. We may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Challah Moed of machanchin as a kuchin b'mod, but we may adjust burial alcoves during Challah Moed, which means that we may shorten them. And a braisa teaches that we may also lengthen and widen them, even though it involves more tircha. So the Challah Moed delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since they had so much extra challah from the chassan's canceled order, who just found out he couldn't get married on Challah Moed. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'moed, lo besulos v'lo amanos v'lo miyabim. We may not marry women in Challah Moed, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum mifnei shesimchi lo, because doing one of these things is a simcha form, and the Gemara brings four reasons why it's a problem to have this additional simcha on the chag. So once again, the Challah Moed challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since it had so much extra challah from the chassan's canceled order, who just found out he couldn't get married on Challah Moed. All right, now it's time for our four blah blah chazara. Daf Dalet. So the simur Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The person used a door. That must mean we're in Daf Dalet. Dalet. Door. The person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Challah Moed, which reminds us, Gemara asks why it's prohibited to use water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate a canal on Challah Moed, since there's no tircha yisera. There's no excessive effort. Rabbi Allah said, and then Rabbi Yochanan, gezera me gesham atume kilon. It's a decree on rainwater because of water from a well. And Rashi explains that people may come to draw water from a well. Rav Ashi said, me gesham gufal lide me kilon asu. The rainwater itself will come like water from the well, and that it will eventually require a pail. Rashi explains that as water is used, the water level will go down, and a person will need to draw the water with a pail. So the person used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Challah Moed. Use another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shviz, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why is it prohibited to dig out a new irrigation canal during Shviz when there's no concern for Tircha? Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal disagree on the reason. One says, because it appears as if the person is hoeing, and the other one says, because he's making the canal's banks suitable for sowing. The Gemara says, enough kamina between the two. It's a case where one takes the earth from the canal and throws it far away from the banks of the canal. In this case, there is no concern according to the one who holds the issue is preparing the banks for sowing, while still forbidden according to the one who holds that the issue is hoeing. So, the person who used a door to block people from drawing water from a pool of rainwater to irrigate on Challah Moed used another one to prevent people from digging a new canal during Shviz, and told them to fix the damaged canal next to it that was one tefach deep and should be six tefachim deep instead. Which reminds us, the Mishnah and Seder Masaknis Mekukalis Mamod, one may fix a damaged irrigation canal on Challah Moed, and the Gemara asks, what is considered damaged? And Rabbi Yama said that if the canal is now one tefach deep, it may be restored to a depth of six tefachim. The Gemara asks, what would be the din if one wanted to restore a canal that is two tefachim deep to its original depth of seven tefachim? Do we say that here too it's permitted because he's also digging five tefachim? Or do we say that since there's an additional tefach that's not necessary for the workings of the canal, eka tircha yisera, there's too much exertion and it is prohibited? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. Daf hay. So the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The children sitting on bales of hay, hey, that must be wearing duff, hey. The children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Kol Moed for the public, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mesaknes Kukuli Amayim Shibushus Rabim, one may fix damaged cisterns in Rishus Rabim Kol Moed, which refers to clearing them out of debris. And the Gemara inferred from here, Chatita In Chafir Lo, clearing the cisterns out is permitted, but digging new ones is not. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that they didn't teach that digging cisterns was forbidden except when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then digging them is permitted. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Moed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Kol Hasham or Chosav, whoever evaluates his ways, which Rashi explains means that he weighs the loss of doing a mitzvah versus its reward in the gain of doing an avera, versus the loss, Zocha v'rob Yishuvasa Shekosh Baruch Hu will be Zocha to see the salvation of Shekosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yanai's Talmud who would challenge him in Shir, but not when it was widely attended by the public, so as not to embarrass Rabbi Yanai if he didn't know the answer. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Moed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well, marking graves in a base of pras, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mitzainis Kvaros, one may mark graves on Chol Moed. The Gemara brings a brice that teaches that only things that transmit tumah through an oil can be marked, with one example being a base of pras, a field where a grave was plowed over. After bringing statements that indicate that a base of pras does not transmit tumah via an oil, the Gemara concludes and brings a mission from Olos that teaches Shosha base of pras. There are three types of base of pras. Dav Vav, so the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The Zal Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol Moed, brandishing their swords, that must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Zal Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol Moed, brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, which reminds us the Mishnah had said that Shulchei Basin also go out to inspect the fields for Kalayim, referring to Pesach Chol Moed. The Gemara Ardav has said this is a contradiction to a Mishnah in Shkalim that says the inspectors go out on the 15th of Adar. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin each provide an answer. One said that the Mishnah in Shkalim is dealing with the early crop, whereas the Mishnah here is dealing with the later crop. The other one said, Kam Bezvarim, Kam Beyirakos. The Mishnah in Shkalim deals with grains, whereas here it deals with vegetables. So the Zal Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol Moed, brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, saw a man use his sword to make a channel to draw water from one tree to another, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Moshkin as a mind, me ilan the ilan, we may draw the water from one tree to another tree on Chol Moed, provided that one does not water the entire field. Rashi explains that the trees need to be irrigated to prevent financial loss, but the whole field may not be watered because the grains in this case can survive on rainwater, and plants that were not watered before the Moed may not be watered on Chol Moed. Rashi explains that since they were not watered regularly before, they'll survive if one doesn't water them during Chol Moed. The Chamim materim b'zeh b'zeh, but the Chamim permit watering in both cases. Rashi explains that the Chamim here is Rabbi Meir, who permits watering a rainwater field in order to enhance its growth. So the Zel Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol Moed, brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, saw a man use his sword to make a channel to draw water from one tree to another, next to an anthill where a battle to the deaths was going on. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings up Bryce that states, we may destroy anthills on Chol Moed, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explains how. One brings dirt from this anthill and puts it in this anthill, and the ants choke each other to death. Rashi explains that when the ants smell the unfamiliar soil, they panic and kill each other. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is Clay Zayin, a weapon, a gun. So here goes. The heavily armed guards, gun, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol Moed, which reminds us that we have a Malchus Rav Meir on the Chachamim whether a Kohen can look at a Nega on Chol Moed. Rav Meir says, a Kohen may look and examine a Nega Tzras on Chol Moed to be Mekel, but not to be Machmir. Rashi explains that Kohen sees that he's Tamei, shouldn't say anything, because if he declares him Tamei, he'll cause a person distress, and the Torah says, V'samachta b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your Chag. But the Chachamim say a Kohen may not examine at all, neither to be Mekel nor Machmir. They hold the Kohen who examines a Nega must make a ruling, and if he were to examine it in order to be Mekel, he might end up having to be Machmir. So, the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol Moed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a similar Malchokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbi Yossi, who holds like the Chachamim, and Rabbi qualifies the Malchokas that they only disagree in the case of someone at the end of his second confinement, where his situation will improve if he's Tahor and worsen if he's Tameh, as he'll be distressed on becoming a Metzorah Muchlat. So, the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol Moed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, and told the Chazan to come back in a week after Sheva Brachas, which reminds us, since becoming a Metzorah is dependent on the Kohen's declaration of the person being Tameh, we learn that if Chasson develops a Nega, we give him 7 days of a Sheva Brachas before examining it, and we also give him an allowance for his house and clothing. Similarly, if someone develops a Nega before a Regel, we give him 7 days of the Chag before examining it. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing a great day and great learning.